I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing but love for you,
yeah,
honey.
Whatever.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
What you got?
I got nothing but love for you,
yeah,
honey.
What else?
I got nothing but love for you,
baby. Welcome back, everybody, to the early 90s, late 80s or so. It is now an Allskate. Just want to let you know it's now an Allskate. It was Couple Skate. It is now an Allskate. On Dueling Tangents here with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Give us your calls, your texts, your tangents, 844-967-2789. You're listening on WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus and 92.7 FM out of Madison, KGOE out on the leftist coast, and always streaming at the Devil Radio app. You can get that wherever fine apps
are downloaded.
You
can also, you know, watch this great show because we're live on Facebook.
You can see me swiveling back and forth in a chair.
And me laughing every time Brian just tells me to pick a song and I have no idea what it is. And then
it's
find
Heavy
out on the
D
fly.
And the Boys with a Z. Heavy D and the Boys.
Yeah,
you know, now that we've found love, what are we going to do? He's got a lot of songs about love, you know. It's pretty awesome. I love some Heavy D. It's always fun, positive
stuff. I'm never disappointed by a song selection by you, but it's always a surprise.
I
never know what I'm going to get.
Well, you know, I did listen to a lot of things, and I have absorbed a lot of things. And you know what the fount of all of that is? Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep.
I like all genres of music, and I enjoy listening to all genres of music. Even country I have an appreciation for. Even if I don't necessarily like it, I can see why other people like it because of Weird Al Yankovic. And not necessarily because he made fun of things, but if you've ever really or truly gone deep on making fun of somebody or really like, you know, good impression or a mockery of anything, you have to get to know that thing.
Yeah.
Or person.
You have to understand something to be able to satire.
Satire does not work unless you know your subject matter. You have to know it so well that someone's like, oh, yeah, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
And Weird Al did that for me. So.
Yeah, and it's funny because probably my best friend all throughout high school, same aspect of his musical taste. Like he threw his iPod on shuffle on the car, like, we would get the weirdest things, but he would always be jamming out.
It would always be awesome.
Yeah. Related. John Kelly. Not Brian Kelly, but John Kelly.
You know what? There's a good chance because my grandfather on my dad's side remarried, and he didn't talk to his brother.
Well, we'll have to dive into the Kelly family tree one day.
Both of my grandparents didn't talk to their other brother, and they had a huge other side of the family that I have no contact with whatsoever.
Interesting.
Because of the feud of two guys that just couldn't get along. Moving on. My goodness. Don't hold grudges, guys. It's a lot of energy.
It's weird, though, because John, I know, has family in Michigan, too. So that might actually...
But
we'll have to dive. Yeah, Kelly's a very common last
name.
Yeah,
Kelly's...
And it's not like Irish families are ever small.
No, we're very, you know, very hard to come across there. Anyway, moving along, I did want to go back to Veterans Day.
Yes. Veterans Day, everyone.
Happy Veterans Day. And
thank you for everyone who served or is currently serving.
And I wanted to say that the best way that we can help anybody and support those who are in the military is to make sure we don't get them in stupid wars that mean nothing.
Yeah, and take care of them when they get home and make sure that we are addressing both the physical and mental needs of our veterans when they are back from fighting in those
100%.
Wars.
Because, by the way, you have to, in military training, to become part of the military, especially in the Semper Fi area, because that's the one I am familiar with the most, at least, involves breaking somebody down psychologically and then rebuilding them back up. And there's a lot of people, like my father, who it really worked for and it really helped him out. You know, and I'm not at all, saying, you know, screw the military or anything like that. I'm more just saying, if you're going to accept the reality of what you're doing, you have to accept the consequences of those training methods. And I think we should make sure that we take care of our people as best as humanly possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm always all for anything that does that.
And I mean, on a side note, veterans have to deal with these issues as well 364 other days out of the year. So
yes,
let's
exactly.
not just kind of do a parade today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure that we're getting proposals and legislation and actually doing things that benefit and passing laws that benefit our veterans and help them when there is need.
Yes. Having somebody come out and, you know, be applauded in the middle of the third inning is, you know, pretty awesome. And that's awesome. Every, you know, these people deserve to be applauded. I'm not saying that at all. But maybe, you know, making their lives better than just giving them an applause and saying, hey, thanks, buddy.
Right. That's some of the easier stuff. I mean, applause at a baseball game, that's relatively easy to do. Mm-hmm. But making sure that we're putting in systems, the VA can always be fixed, I believe, like that. That would be a whole nother episode, and we're not diving down that subject today. But there are things that our government can do and society can do to thank and take care of and appreciate the veterans and the people that serve to make this land America. Yeah. And give us the right to be sitting here, standing here, talking on the radio today.
And symbolic gestures are good. But you need actual action every now and then.
Yeah,
absolutely. More than the symbolic gestures, I would say. So anyway, moving along to our local headlines, we had mentioned that Ron Johnson was calling for Republican lawmakers to take over federal elections in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's weird. I feel like when we talked about elections last, we were at the state level here, and they were kind of just continuing to question it. So why does the state government need to take over elections, according to Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, in an earlier interview, this is reading out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mm-hmm. This is from a piece by Patrick Marley and Bill Glauber. He contended that Republicans who control the legislature could unilaterally take over federal elections, said Democratic Governor Tony Evers couldn't stop them. Wow. Here's a quote from Ron Johnson. There's no mention of the governor in the Constitution. It says state legislatures. And so if I were running the joint, and I'm not, I would come out and I would just say, we're reclaiming our authority. Don't listen to WEC anymore. Their guidances are null and void. And then he added, I think the state legislature has to reclaim its authority over our election system.
Didn't the state legislature reclaim their authority over the state's election system when they destroyed the Government Accountability Board and made the Wisconsin Elections Commission?
That he now wants to get rid of.
Yeah, so how long do you think it's going to be until the next time we have to throw the clock at the ground because they're angry with it and just remake something again?
Well, goals need to be different for the other team, because apparently the other team is scoring more goals than they are. So we're going to make their goal smaller than the other goal.
And we're going to make our goal much, much bigger.
Yes,
because we get to choose what goal counts and what doesn't.
I think we should take over and do that. That's way to go, Ron Johnson.
Yeah, and so the claims there and the audacity, the comments afterwards was really got me. And I don't know if this is where you're planning on going, but
what about the WEC?
No, well, yeah. In that same vein.
Yeah. Johnson said he had a dim view of the commission, the WEC, which consists of three Republicans and three Democrats. Quote, I wasn't involved in that. I kind of scratched my head at that as well. I mean, we had GAB, and then it seems like they just renamed it, which is not what they did.
That is absolutely not what they did.
That's and, a really just nice Ron glossing has, over of yeah, what happened.
That is a whitewashing of
so then
those
there was
events,
the GAB
ever,
and yada, yada, yada. And then
we got the elections commission. The election it's like commission. The same thing. And it's like, no.
It's not
no,
the same
that,
thing.
And it's fascinating because, you know, Senator Johnson should just go talk to his buddy, former governor Scott Walker, uh-huh, and just ask him, hey, can you fill me in on those details of what happened between us having the Government Accountability Board and the Wisconsin Elections Commission? Like, there's a gray area that I was scratching my head, and there's a gray area. Can you fill in the gaps for me?
Well, speaking of filling in the gaps here, the article does, because the senator was misleading people.
Perfect.
Again.
Appreciate it.
Because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking
Marley
about.
Sharing this information
it's
in the
really
article
nice.
Then. Yeah, so let's get that
talking
out there
about
for
again.
People.
The commission is significantly different than the Accountability Board, which was made up of retired judges. The commission is equally divided and has no authority over campaign finance laws and has fewer powers to launch investigations than the old Accountability
Board
did.
I wonder who got rid of those aspects of the Government Accountability Board when they were recreating the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Who would want to get rid of those things?
I don't know, but Johnson says he opposed policies the commission set that allowed the clerks to add witness addresses on. I'm going to read this again.
Yeah.
It's a Monday again for me. I lost yesterday. Johnson City opposed policies the commission set that allowed clerks to add witness addresses on absentee ballot paperwork if it was missing to ensure the ballots were counted. The policy was set in 2016 at the behest of Republican commissioners.
Weird. It's almost like a process, absentee voting, that mm-hmm. was typically very heavily used by Republican voters before we hit the pandemic.
That's crazy.
It's weird that they were in favor of it then, uh-huh. but then during the midst of the 2020 election, mm-hmm. when Democrats and were encouraging their voters to vote absentee and vote safely during a pandemic, and Republicans were like, no, it's fine. COVID's not the problem. Go to the polls. It's fine. And then lo and behold, there's this giant bait and switch of who is in favor of absentees.
Yeah, it's almost as if the guy is purposefully misleading folks to go and get them upset about what's going on.
That seems like a very surprising trait to have in a U.S. senator.
Maybe
it's not
we
like he's ever done that before, is it?
Maybe we shouldn't have this U.S. senator anymore.
No. Tourists, what was it? Tourists on January
6th? Oh, yeah, tourists on January 6th, yes. Yeah, oh, but he mentioned that again.
Oh,
he loves mentioning that again. John,
in the same article?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Johnson has been pushing state lawmakers to take a more active role in federal elections for nearly a year. The day after the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, Johnson said the debate that preceded the attack should serve as a wake-up call to state legislatures to investigate election irregularities and, quote, reassert their authority over federal elections and establish controls to restore confidence in our election system. I wonder who's been going around undermining the confidence in the election system since before the election. All of the Republicans.
Well, and the former president literally stood at the podium in the White House press room and was like, if I win, I won't contest the results.
Yeah.
If I win, we'll see. We'll see what happens if I don't win. But if I win, I won't contest the results. Like, it's been longer than a year now that they've been laying the groundwork for this. It's been as long as the pandemic's been going on, essentially.
And there are still people that are telling you, Trump was telling you the truth the whole time, but the media was lying to you. It was the media lying to you, not the objective words that are completely wrong from Trump. We got a bunch of callers calling in right
now.
Let's say hi to some folks. Andy from Beaver Dam, how are you today? I like to call it Beaverdom.
Beaverdom, yes.
Yes, welcome to Beaverdom.
Beaver Dam sounds kind of hokey. You know, when you say Beaver Dam, Beaver Dam.
No, I don't think it's hokey. I think it's very nice. I think Beaver Dam's a very nice place to be. But I think, for me, Beaverdom is more of a, I don't know, just seems more cool. Like, welcome to Beaverdom.
Well, yeah, right, like a kingdom or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But listen, 2 points. Like you, Brian, I am a heavy D-man all the way, man. Like, you know, is it good to you? And that's point number one. Point number two, because we have so many callers. Yes, we should be very sparingly with our veterans, our soldiers. We're only going to get involved in things that make as far as conflicts and wars. We don't need to be sending them into ridiculous situations like the last 50-some years and then having all the repercussions that they suffer after the fact and which basically have been neglected somewhat in recent years, you know.
So, yeah, I mean, if you send someone over there to go and fight, let's say, you know, the Nazis, that was a narrative that you can sell the people. And, you know, even then, you're still crossing the line. You're still seeing the humanity of the people you're trying to kill. Whenever you send anyone over to go and kill other people in a different country, it's going to take a psychological toll. But that psychological toll is going to be doubled if they're over there for no freaking good reason or only going to help Halliburton make a buck or to go and help, you know, Senator over there to go and push his agenda later on or to go and help some idiot get elected or to go and help, you know, somebody go and finish a war that his daddy started or to go and help, you know, some other stupid reason or go and fight another land war in Asia or to go and do another stupid thing that we do with our veterans. And then we go and say, why do people go and get pissed off and then shoot everybody? Oh, it's because you go and waste somebody's life like that.
And we can't even do anything to take care of them here because we're not even doing any meaningful legislation because we're still just contesting the previous election and not doing anything productive.
We're arguing over how it even works or whether it should. Good job, everyone.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment of the day. We'll take your calls, 844-967-2789.
Resume All Skate.